hour of Wildy and Tausch with no Wildy and no Tausch. Or is there? Wait just a minute. Jason Wildy has confirmed he's happy to join us at 10:30 this morning. So if you're looking for your Wildy fix, he will be on with us about 20 minutes from right now. So Gary, don't worry. I hope he approves of how we've handled the responsibilities of keeping the house clean while he and Tausch have been away here.
Well, if I say so, no beer drinking yet.
Not
right?
yet. Yeah, well, the no, Coors Light is no, nearby. No,
yeah, no loud parties. No one's called the police on us yet. So far, so good.
A-plus effort so far on our part. 844.
Can I tell you a quick story?
Please do, Gary. More.
So my wife and I, we go out of town years back. And with my daughter, my middle daughter, she had a basketball tournament up in Wausau. So we left our oldest son home by himself. And we called him periodically. Everything was good, blah, 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 right? So, and we felt good about it because we were there for like 3-4 days. No police. Nobody called us. It was all great. So we come back home and we walk into the garage and then into the kitchen and we get by the refrigerator. And all of a sudden, my shoes were sticking to the floor.
Oh, no.
And it makes that one sound, that one noise.
And it's great.
And then I said, I say, Jared, what did you guys spill on the floor? He goes, I weighed something out of the refrigerator. I go, okay, that could happen. He's a boy. Boys don't clean up very well. So then I immediately go out of the sliding glass door that leads to the deck. And I just walk out to the deck, just looking at the back 40. And then I turned and looked down. And in the flower pot, I saw some broken beer bottles.
Oh, no. Oh, no. What'd you do?
So then I go back then into the kitchen. My feet are sticking to the floor. I walk around the corner, out the garage, and I went to the garbage can. Opened up the garbage can, was full of beer cans and beer bottles.
What?
Walked back into the house. Jared! Did you have a party while we were gone?
Did he come with his tail between his legs? Did he know he was busted?
Yeah, I did. But Dad, no police came. We were good.
All right. Well, that's good. Oh, my gosh. What were the ramifications? Was it just a slap on the wrist, or were there ramifications that followed?
Well, no. Then immediately I walk over to the next door neighbor, and I asked her, was there a lot of loud? She goes, well, yeah, Jared did have some people over, and it was a little loud, but not bad.
Oh, no. Oh, the
so
neighbors
then I
heard
to go
it.
Back into the house. Yeah, didn't say anything to him. I said, well, can you just get the mop and clean this up, please? No harm, no foul.
Wow. That is very poor execution.
I'm sure you've done that too, Jesse.
That is very poor execution. Well, not really. No. Very poor execution
what?
On Jared. Yeah. So
Hunter's done that.
Gary, they call me the hall monitor around here for a reason. Like my parents would go on an annual, they went on like a little casino trip with my extended family and their friends. Like they got a whole huge group together, rented a bus. They would go for an entire day to different places around the greater Midwest. They would leave at like 6 a.m, get home at like 10 o'clock at night, single day trip. It was one of my favorite days of the year because they would leave me home alone. I was an only child, so I didn't have any siblings I shared the house with. It was a Sunday in like February, so I think it was usually when the NBA All-Star game was on. The thing that I look forward to the most, not anything, suspicious. What I look forward to is just like making my own food and like being responsible for myself and just deciding when I wanted to do something all on my own. Like I would tell people like, oh, I had a great Sunday. Like I had the whole place to myself. Oh, do you have people over? Do you have a party? Did you have girls over? No, I didn't do any of that. I stayed home by myself. I walked the dog a couple of times. I fed him. I made my own French bread pizzas. I just did my classic thing exactly how I wanted to. Turned sports on all day and people thought I was so lame. It was such a thing that I would do. Hunter, you were shaking your head when Gary was trying to bring you into this. You did this.
I absolutely did this. My parents went camping and I decided, hey, I'm going to have a party. Nobody's here. Everything was good. I got everything cleaned up. I even took the empty cans and bottles out to another dumpster so my parents couldn't find it. I thought I was brilliant.
That's what Jared should have done. Yes. Shouldn't do that, well, but that's what you should do if you're going to do it.
Here's the problem, though. I have a hard time lying to my parents. So my dad calls just to check in the next morning and he's like, just to mess with me, goes, hey, Dave called from down the street and he said there were a bunch of cars outside the house. What was going on? Right away, I'm like, oh, Dad, I'm so sorry. Like, I didn't like think it was going to get that big. It just turned into this big party. I'm sorry. Nothing broke. Everything's okay. No one got hurt. And he's like, oh, I was just messing with you.
Wow.
And I told on myself.
Busted.
Oh, I felt like such an idiot. I was doing chores for the next 4 weeks.
Did you do it again?
Nope. Never did it again. Learned my lesson.
Oh, wow. My goodness. How old were you, Hunter?
Yeah.
This would have been, I was like 17 going into my senior year of high school.
Statute of limitations is up on that. We're good. Yeah. So as long
How old were you, Jesse?
I mean, when I was staying home alone, like that was happening from the time I was like, I don't know, 12, 13. Like they trusted me but when you're an only child, they trusted you at a pretty, I don't know, it might have even been younger than that they were letting me stay home and do that. 844-770-3776. We can do this. I trust the Wilde and Tausch fans. I'm not the one answering the phones, but I trust our fans. Do you have any legendary stories of either you or your children being left home alone, just like Gary and I have been trusted home alone here without Jason and Tausch around checking in on us, except for Jason is going to in a little bit. 844-770-3776. Give us a call or a text. If you'd like to remain anonymous, please do so. In sharing so, we can return that favor to you. 844-770-3776. We were going to do Power Rankings Tuesday. We might get to that coming up here before Jason Wilde joins us in a few minutes. We'll get to it at some point, but we'll take your stories on staying home alone. 844-770-3776. Gary busted his son having a party when he was younger. Hunter got busted with his dad lying to him, trying to catch him having a party. Let's see if you can match those stories. 844-770-3776. Jesse and Gary, more Wilde and Tausch. Straight ahead.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella at 855-PELLA-WI or visit online at PellaWI.com/radio.
(844) 770-3776, the ESPN Wisconsin talk and text line. Jesse Nelson, Gary Ellerson, your cousin subs of the day, in for Wilde and Tausch. All I did was make a passing comment that Jason and Tausch left us home alone and Jason was coming up to check in on us at 10:30. And that led Gary to tell an amazing story about his son throwing a party when they left him home alone back in the day. And then Hunter followed that up with what may have even been a better story about him throwing a party and getting busted. And now we're taking your stories. 844-770-3776. Hunter tells me that we have a special mystery guest who is on hold to join the show. So we're going to get to him or her, I guess. I don't know who it is first. And then a couple of callers before we get to Jason Wilde coming up. Keep your stories coming on the text line, 844-770-3776. Mystery guest, please reveal yourself.
Hi, this is Chris Barrow calling in from Baltimore.
Oh, my God. This is my Gary. This is my brother-in-law, Chris.
No way,
Chris. Oh my!
He's listening.
So did
he's
you
listening?
This could get scary for a number of reasons. I don't know if you're ratting out Becca, if you're ratting out yourself. I don't think I've done anything wrong. What do you got for us?
I'll tell you what, Jesse. The reason that you and Becca work out so well together is that you are polar opposites in this aspect. Growing up back in the day, we were about two houses down from the chief of police, and parents were out and about quite a bit. And even with all that going on, we would still have parties at the house. And when it came to the cleaning perspective, we were always on top of it because we were always so excited to have, you know, adults in the room. We were about 2 years apart between Beck and I, and then 4 years between our younger brother and 4 years between the younger brother and our youngest sister. So whenever we had, you know, quote-unquote adults, we were always excited. And then when it came to the aftermath, we were always extra careful to make sure that, you know, not only did Wayne and Carla not find out, but also Larry Seiple up the road, so...
So who was the ringleader of the party? Was Becca the ringleader who was like, okay, parents are gone, we're throwing a rager, or was this like you instigating it?
It was never necessarily ragers, but it was always just a few people at the house, you know, making sure that, you know, nothing's too crazy as far as volume or outside activity with the cars, and then making sure we didn't tear up the house in the process. So
you rascals. That's amazing.
Oh, my goodness.
So my wife was the troublemaker. I'm the goody two-shoes hall monitor, and she's the troublemaker who has organized all the parties in the neighborhood.
Absolutely. That's why you guys always worked out so well.
That's there incredible. It is. Chris, yeah, thanks for calling in, man. Hope all is well.
So here's a whole different deal, Jesse.
Great show. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. So Chris, up the ante a little bit, sounds like Chris had lookouts.
Oh, yeah, that sounds monitor. Like they had an entire operation all in place there, yeah.
Yes, that's a little bit different.
That's what apparently your different. Son needed, or Hunter when he was throwing his party. We got a couple of texts coming. I want to make sure we do get to Jason. It is his show, after all, so we should make plenty of room for him. So let's quickly get to Andy in Green Bay has a story for us. Tough to top my brother-in-law and the stories we've heard already, but Andy in Green Bay, you're up next on Wildy and Tausch. What's your best Home Alone story?
I almost burnt my parents' house down.
All right, let's hear about it.
I used to work at a tavern, and I was probably in my 20s. Now I'm in my 40s. But thought I'd have some friends over after work. They were gone. They were up in Door County, and decided to cook some chicken wings in the fryer. Forgot that the fryer was still on.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. Fire department came because I didn't know what the heck was going on when I woke up. But, yeah, that was one.
Oh, so you were asleep?
Yep, I fell asleep.
Oh, no.
Can I ask, were there drinking involved?
There was drinking involved before we left work, but... No, just fell asleep. I forgot about the wings. My parents had to repaint the kitchen, and they had left me home to watch the house.
Oh, gosh.
Yep, because the smell got so bad, they had to redo it, the painting and everything.
Oh, that's brutal.
Yeah, that's a grease fire. Those are worse.
And this, you were in your 20s. You weren't even like, you know, a teenager or whatever. And you were like, okay, this is like your first time making popcorn. You hit the popcorn button. Everybody makes that mistake once. You were like a fully functioning adult by this time.
Correct.
That actually makes it worse, Andy. I gotta admit, it'd be a bad, like, you'd be more forgiven if you were like 16 and this happened. The fact that you're in your 20s and that happened, oh boy, that's a tough look.
Oh, I woke up and my eyeballs were as big as I was like, what is going on? Yeah, I had to call fire department.
Oh my gosh, that is terrible. Andy, thanks so much for sharing it, though. We appreciate hearing about your misery. 844-770-3776. Again, if you have more stories that you want to share with us of being left home alone, just like Gary and I have been left home alone to take care of the Wildy and Tausch house while Jason and Tausch are on assignment on spring break for the rest of the week, please keep them coming. 844-770-3776. If you're going to call in and share your story, wait a little bit, though, because I don't want to put you on hold for 20 minutes while we talk with our friend.
Right.
The usual host of this show. He's always welcome because his name is on the marquee and it's first. Jason Wildy, scheduled to appear. Talking Packers. I wonder if he's got any good Home Alone stories. We'll find out next.
Gotta.
It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
The show is Wildy and Tausch. Neither Wildy nor Tausch are here to host it today. So you get Cousin Subs of the Day, Jesse Nelson, usually the producer of the show, and Gary Ellerson, who hosted the show yesterday. Hunter Vaughn is our producer. And joining us now is the regular host of the show. It's Jason Wildy from Green Bay. Jason, good morning. You just didn't trust Gary and I to stay home alone today?
That's not it at all. I knew you guys would be fine. You asked if I would be willing. I said I'd be happy to do it, and here I am. It is not a lack of trust in either. Well, maybe it's a slight lack of trust in you, Jesse.
Yeah,
let's not.
Yeah,
in Gary or Hunter.
It has led us to story time with Gary and with some fans here at the 10 o'clock hour. So, Jason, I don't know if you're more like me and you've always been a hall monitor, including in your youth, or if you're more like Gary's son and Hunter, who have been quite rebellious in throwing parties when their parents have trusted them to stay home alone. But since we've framed this as you and Tausch have trusted Gary and I to stay home alone and take care of the house while you're gone, we've started hearing some stories of parties that folks have held while, including from my brother-in-law, who just called in last night, which is incredible. Apparently, my wife is quite the rebel when it comes to hosting parties at her parents' house growing up. So that was something to learn.
Wow.
Yeah. A big revelation day here on Wildy and Tausch. Jason, did you ever get busted or have any stories of any friends that have been busted throwing parties when the parents have been gone?
Yeah, I would never try to take your hall monitor status, Jesse. But I was a pretty straight arrow. We did not have any instances where my parents were out of town and I threw a party at our house. I always wished I did though. Like when I was young, and Gary and I are in, I think in a quasi similar age bracket, even though I give him a hard time about playing for the Badgers when I was 4 years old. I remember the movie Weird Science, where they throw a party while the parents are gone. They also create a woman out of like a doll, which was interesting. But it was, I remember seeing that movie. It came out like 84-ish, and thinking, how cool would it be to throw a party when your parents were gone? But I never had the gumption to do it. And I don't think my parents left me like unattended very often during my youth, like even in high school. Like I don't think they did, not out of lack of trust, just out of, you know, we weren't rolling in the dough, so they didn't go on a lot of trips without their kids or anything like that. So I just don't think I had the opportunities. I think I would have had I had the opportunity.
How about that? So Jason, what is it? Cause I don't know your family members. So brothers and sisters, how many do you have?
I have a younger brother who is 5.5 years younger than me.
Oh, so you were in complete control then of with the
yeah.
Control.
So
everything was going to happen. It had to be you.
So yeah, if you're, I mean, I can give you his number. You can find out if he threw any parties. I would have been a freshman at UW-Madison when he was a freshman in high school. So his high school run, I was in college. So I'm guessing, and you know how it is. You know, I think most second or third kids or fourth kids or wherever you are in the pecking order, Jesse has no idea because he's an only child. But the rules get a little more lax and you're able to get away with more and more things the farther down the pecking order you get. Also, you get, you know, my biggest bitter still holding a grudge from my youth is that Air Jordans came out when I was in grade school. And I had to settle for the generic version of the Air Jordans. And my brother got the new pair every year when Jordan came out with a new one. So not that I'm bothered by that at all. And not that that's affected the fact that I've got about 75 pairs of shoes now to try and make up for it. But he may have thrown parties when I wasn't there when I was at Madison. Right. But, yeah, for me, I was Mr. Responsible. I also, and it's funny you bring this up because I have a friend who was a basketball coach, and in his final year, he's now a principal, but in his final year as the boys basketball coach at this high school, all of his best players threw a party at one of the players' houses while the parents were away, and the police were called, and they all got busted. And so, like, the top seven players in his rotation all got
That's never good.
And kicked off the basketball team. And so, you know, for you as an elite athlete and me as a mediocre athlete who just wanted to stay on the team, I couldn't afford to risk that kind of stuff.
No, that's never good. You don't want that. That's not good.
Jason, Jason Wilde joining Wilde and Tausch here. The Jesse Nelson, Gary Ellerson, your cousin subs of the day in for Jason and Tausch, although Jason's right here with us. Jason, we were talking with Evan Cohen of Unsportsmanlike on ESPN Radio in the first hour of the show. When would you say the Green Bay Packers have been truly all in pursuit of a championship? Because Evan's assertion is that the Packers never fully go all in, and that's why they've been so successful for multiple decades now.
Yeah, well, you can look at that two ways, but I totally agree with him that they've never truly gone all in. Their idea of all in was in the, you know, kind of the 20, 21, 22 years when they kept pushing money to keep their own guys out into future caps. Those years, they didn't, as we've talked about, as free agency was approaching, before they signed McKinney, before they signed Jacobs, they weren't active players in the free agent market in Rodgers' final three seasons in Green Bay. And to me, all in would have been really pushing money out into the future for your own guys and going and getting players to augment your roster and making moves at the trade deadline. Remember, there were multiple times at the trade deadline where there were reports that Goody tried to acquire guys, but never actually did. And so I think Evan's right about that. And then it depends on what side of the coin you want to fall on with this, right? It is why they have been successful without having many hiccups in the last 30 years, along with having great quarterbacking. But it's also why, you know, for fans that would have liked to have seen them win more than two Super Bowls with back-to-back Hall of Fame quarterbacks, it's probably also why they didn't manage to win more Super Bowls, right? Because maybe they were that one player away. Like, maybe they were. And again, Jordan Love is fantastic. It looks like he's going to be their starting quarterback for the next decade plus. But are they in any way different in 2020 or 2021 if, in addition to Devontae Adams, they have an emerging T. Higgins on their roster? I don't know. I don't live in that fantasy land, but there were certainly opportunities for them to get guys that would have augmented their roster and maybe improved their chances. And the guy that I think of, and I know they didn't win the Super Bowl or get there in those 3 years that he was added, but when they went out and got Julius Peppers, and I'll never forget waking up that morning, and, you know, Rap Sheet and Adam Schefter and all those guys are so good at their jobs. They spend, I would love their money. I would not want their lives, because I don't want to be tethered to my phone and waiting for all these text messages. Mm-hmm. But that signing was such a surprise because none of those insiders had any inkling. And we found out that Julius Peppers was a Packer when he posted a picture of himself inside Lambeau Field on social media. Mm-hmm. And they went to two NFC championship games in the 3 year span that he was there. And the 1 year that they didn't was the year that they didn't have Jordy Nelson when he tore his ACL in the preseason in 2015. So that's a great example of the kind of player that tilts the field. He had touchdown fumble returns and interception returns for touchdowns. Like, that 3 year span, he was fantastic. And to Evan's point, it's great that they were able to have sustained success and be in the playoffs virtually every year, but maybe more of those type pickups would have been the difference between being in the playoffs every year and having another title in their trophy case in addition to the two they have with Favre and Rodgers.
Jason, listen, I think you're always going to have maybe this rift, and however people perceive it to be, between Aaron Rodgers and Brian Gutekunst. Now, I heard whispers, and I just want to get your thoughts on this, in that while they go out and do two day one signings in Xavier McKinney and in Josh Jacobs, but they never got any help for Aaron Rodgers when he needed it, and they did it for Jordan Love, because that's his guy. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think did Rodgers have some reasonable complaints or things that he didn't like? I think he did. Do I think he handled it very well? I don't. And I think he bears some responsibility for that. I do think that, you know, they're not – I'm confident in the fact that much like with Aaron Rodgers, Brian Gutekunst isn't going to Jordan Love and going, hey, what do you think of us swapping out Aaron Jones for Josh Jacobs, right? That would have been, that was a conversation that apparently even Matt LaFleur was involved in, much less the quarterback. But, you know, when they did dive into free agency in 2019, they got two edge rushers, a safety, and an offensive lineman. And while you could argue, well, those aren't weapons for Rodgers, you know, the Smith brothers definitely made their defense better, right? I mean,
yeah.
Clay Matthews had faded. They had released Nick Perry. So that helped the defense. They went to an NFC championship game in 19, even with Rodgers and that offense not humming the way it would in 20 and 21. So do I think that Aaron Rodgers has a legitimate beef that they didn't do enough to support him beyond drafting wide receivers during his tenure? Sure. I think he's got a legitimate complaint about that. But I think Brian Gutekunst could turn around and say, hey, man, you know, I tried to get the defense fixed for you because that was never good enough during your tenure. And quite frankly, we had a lot of weapons on offense. And sometimes you didn't play as well when all the chips were on the table either. So those two I don't see having a whole lot of conversations. I'm guessing that Goody is not on Aaron Rodgers' Christmas card list if he sends those out, or vice versa.
No.
Call back to yesterday. No. But I think those two, and Gary, you know, you and I have talked about this in the press box and other and pregame shows and stuff. Like, I do think that that dysfunction, it would have been nice to see what they could have accomplished together if Goody and Rodgers had found a way to be more connected in terms of Goody making Rodgers feel like more of a part of it, Rodgers not being quite as, you know, maybe difficult or demanding as he could be. And we'll never know because that era is over and we don't have a time machine. But I look at the time I've covered this team and there have been some heartbreaking losses for them. There's been some dysfunction, certainly. There's certainly been a lot of winning. But there haven't been a lot of all-in instances, and there are plenty of what-ifs, because I do think that, you know, fans that feel like, yeah, it's great that we got two Super Bowls, but that was it. I think while I don't want them to be greedy or, you know, envious of other, you know, like the Patriots, I do think I understand why they're disappointed, because there were opportunities missed for a variety of reasons, whether it was what they did on the field in crucial games or what they didn't do to augment the roster.
Jason Wilde joining his own show on Wilde and Tyler. That's the kind of Packers insight that we love to hear from Jason Wilde.
I like that.
Hey, fun to be asked.
Joining his own show. I love
that. That kind of works out well. Yeah.
I like that. That
you really do bring your best material when you're a guest. It's uncanny. Tosh is on to something with it. So, Jason, a lot of this conversation was inspired by Mike McCarthy talking with Adam Schefter at the NFL owners' meetings in Orlando. And he said that he's used to being part of teams because the Cowboys have been inactive in free agency relatively this offseason. And McCarthy said that he's used to being part of teams that don't really do a lot in free agency. So it's nothing new for him. They're going to develop their own flavor or players. It was really quite a line from Big Mike. Do you think at all Mike McCarthy is jealous of Matt LaFleur being with Brian Gutekunst and Goody being more active in free agency than Ted Thompson ever was?
Yeah, I don't think so, because, again, and this is what kind of bothers me of the narrative of Goody, and again, those of you who listen to this show regularly who think I hate him, I don't want to go down the Christmas card route again, but here's the reality. He hasn't been that active in free agency. Okay, so he was active this year with Josh Jacobs replacing he swapped out a stud running back for a younger stud running back. It's not like there's no net gain there other than the years of Josh Jacobs being 26 and Aaron Jones being 29. And they added a safety who they paid a pretty penny for and who better be a field-tilting player for them, given the expectations. But between that 19 free agent group that we talked about with the Smith brothers, Billy Turner, and Adrian Amos, and these two guys, they haven't done jack in free agency. So it's not like Goody was some sort of, you know, it's not like he was, you know, John Schneider going crazy out there in Seattle while he was with Pete Carroll, who, by the way, John Schneider hasn't done jack in free agency either this year. You know, you guys know how I feel about McCarthy. One of my favorite moments with McCarthy, and it wasn't, I'm not in the mood for drama tonight, Jason. It was when the trade deadline, it was the day before the trade deadline, and I'll never forget this. Bill Huber from Sports Illustrated asks Mike about what his expectations are for the trade deadline. And he says, "Is that tomorrow? I thought it was next week." And we all kind of look at each other like, wait a minute, does the head coach of the Packers not know when the trade deadline is? And then he said, and he laughed and said, "That's what it's like around here. Is that you don't, it doesn't matter when the trade deadline is because you know the Packers aren't going to do anything." And it was one of the funniest moments he's had. And it sounds like he kind of used a version of that with Schefter. But yeah, he knew what to expect, and that was probably not a lot of activity. That's why when I bring up, you know, Charles Woodson, who was a bargain signing at the time, when I bring up Julius Peppers, those stand out so much during Ted Thompson's tenure because they were such rarities. You know, I saw this, you know, and look, I don't know what the expectations are for Chase Young. I know he had a neck surgery, and there's a concern there, right, about his availability. And the Saints kind of signed him on spec with the risk of him not being able to play. But those are the kinds of signings that, you know, they can't, if you hit on them, they can be game changers for your team. And if we're going to honestly review the Thompson and Gutekunst GM eras, I think we can safely say that there were instances where you got great players at bargain prices and they really hit. But they were few and far between because the attempts were few and far between.
So are you working on Christmas cards or what are you doing here with your couple of days off? Like you took the day off from the show and now you're on the show.
Yeah, so I Paula had me bringing in some Easter decorations, taking out the St. Patrick's Day decorations. I didn't get that done last week, so I was doing that. Let's see, I walked the dogs. I am taking the girls. The girls don't have school at spring break. I'm taking the girls to Dave and Buster's to play some Papa Shot. For lunch. So we're looking forward to that. But yeah, this is not like, you know, I'm not traveling to France. I'm trying to get my life in order. And I took 2 days off, which I was on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. I'll be on KBN. I was on this show. So I don't even think I have to put in as today being a day off technically, but I appreciate you guys letting me get some stuff done. You've both made the Christmas card list for 2024.
Ah, yeah, us right next to Goody, Gary. How about that? We're on the list.
There you go. I love it. I love it. I got to give you my address.
Jason, enjoy Dave and enjoy Dave and Buster's. Enjoy the couple of days off. Thanks so much for taking the time here today and joining us. We promise we'll be good the rest of the next couple of days.
I know you will be, and I appreciate you guys giving me a little bit of time to get some stuff done. So thanks for stepping into the breach, boys. Take care. Be good.
Jason Wilde.
Right, thank you.
Joining his own show. Nothing like it. He's really, it's just unbelievable when Tausch says, he's so much better.
Oh, he's great.
We have an entire segment called Where's Wilde, where Jason joins other shows on ESPN Wisconsin. We try to guess where he was, and then Tausch says how much insight he brings to those other shows versus not having an opinion when he's hosting this show. It's unbelievable. So I wouldn't say he never has an opinion. Tausch usually goes a little further than that than I do, but it's still great having Jason able to be part of the show today, even when he took a couple of days off. Wilde and Tausch, Jesse Delson, Gary Ellerson, your cousin sub of the day. We will get to some of your staying home alone stories coming in on the Wilde and Tausch Twitter feed and the ESPN.
Hey, do we have
Yeah,
we have it up on Twitter, Jess?
We will get the question posted on Twitter. Twitter, because it lives...
Is that a poll?
Because it lives... Well, we have a poll question about baseball, which I'm excited to review some of the returns on to start the 11 o'clock hour.
Yeah, we need to get that.
I want to ask people on our social media platforms their stories about staying home alone, but because it lives on the internet forever, you never know if people are going to be shy about that kind of thing. What the heck? We'll let it fly. Okay. We'll put it up on Twitter and Facebook here to get our responses there, too. But we got some
put
texts.
That up on Twitter, Jesse.
We'll do that. We'll also have some texts that we're happy
Jesse,
to review.
Make a poll, Jesse.
I thought Tausch had days off here. What the heck's going on? We'll get to it. We'll do it next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
You're listening to Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and sponsored by American Family Insurance.
While the parents are away, Jesse and Gary are taking your stories about your parties gone wrong. It's Wildy and Tausch, Jesse and Gary today. Jesse Nelson, Gary Ellerson, your cousin sub of the day, in for Jason and Tausch. Special thanks again to Jason Wildy joining us last segment. If you missed that, if you missed Evan Cohen earlier, if you missed any of today's show, remember you can subscribe on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, to Wildy and Tausch and all of your favorite ESPN Wisconsin shows. In fact, just download the Wisconsin On Demand app so you have them all in one place on your phone. 844-770-3776. That is where we are taking your stories of being left home alone. Let's get to this one from a 414 who wishes to remain anonymous. Hunter's got it up on the video stream here on YouTube at ESPN Madison and ESPN Milwaukee, where you should also subscribe to us. My parents were gone. My older sister had some friends over for throwing a party. I got caught stealing a Rush street sign. The police took me home, so they had to talk to someone in charge. I went into the house, told my sister there was police at the door. They all thought I was kidding until they saw the look on my face. Everything went well, except I'm surprised I'm still alive. Took a lot of bleep for a long time. That's a good one from whoever that is in the 414. So, sister's in charge, sister's throwing a party, parents are gone.
Yeah.
He's out doing something totally different, reckless, gets busted by the police trying to steal a street sign. He gets taken home and has to go talk to someone in charge, and it's his sister throwing a party that she probably wasn't supposed to. Brings the police home, and they're not even there to
That's
bust the party.
Oh, my God. You got so when you're doing stuff like that, you got to be on the same page with everybody, don't you? Come on.
You would think there'd be a little bit of coordination on their end. You would think. Again, I didn't have siblings. I don't know. I feel like there's always some conversation that takes place there. For sure. Yeah. Dave and Aaron texted in a story. Had a party at my grandparents' house when they were out of town. Their neighbor called the house, and I said, oh, yeah, they said I could have some people over. Got rid of all the evidence before they got home. Thought I was in the clear. Same neighbor called, following up with the grandparents later when they got back, and he got busted retroactively. So, wasn't busted in real time.
The neighbors called.
Thought he was in the clear. Yeah, neighbors called, had everything planned. Oh, I'm just going to tell them grandparents said it was okay to be over here. And then, of course, there's the follow-up. You forget about the follow-up, that there could be long-term rant. That's everyone's problem. That was your son's problem with his party. That was Hunter's problem. Nobody thinks about what's going to happen the step after you're in the clear. Everyone thinks, okay, if I just get to Sunday, I'm good. Nobody thinks about, like, Tuesday, Ethel next door might call grandpa and ask if there was a party over the weekend. Yeah, no one thinks of all that stuff. If you're going to scheme this out, everybody, you got to scheme it the right way.
You got to scheme it the right way.
Unreal. This has been so much fun taking these stories. We will continue to review them as we get into the 11 o'clock hour. And if you want to call in and share your story, the phone lines are open at 844-770-3776. Of course, you can keep texting them in as well. We will take them there as well. 844-770-3776. All this inspired by me simply saying that Jason and Tausch trusted us home alone today, except Jason was checking in when he joined us at 10:30. All of a sudden, we get these amazing stories of our fans and of us staying home alone. Just unreal 10 o'clock hour. We will get to those aforementioned power rankings, unless there's some great stories that come in. But I do want to get to those power rankings because I love them so much.
Sure.
I think it provides great national perspective of what people think of the Green Bay Packers, and it'll give us a little bit of more Packers conversation to have. So we'll do that in 2 minutes. Don't go anywhere. Jesse Nelson, Gary Ellerson, in for Wildy and Tausch.